Welcome back to Today's Issues. I'm Christy Carson, and my guest is Mitch Price. He is a recent graduate from Webster University. He received his master's in media literacy and wrote his thesis on fake news. The actual paper was titled Fake News, A Case Study. And thank you for joining us, and welcome back. This is such an interesting topic. Oh, my gosh.
It really is. And again, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Talking about fake news and the importance of media literacy is crucial for a kind of any society.
Yeah.
We need to know what we're seeing.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. So prior to the break, I hinted the reasons why someone would author fake news, and you kind of alluded to it earlier in the program as far as the history of it, but nowadays it's taken on a whole new meaning of profiting, so to speak, or influencing, because the footprint for influencing is so much wider and broader, and the profitability is so much grander. They're making money off of this
stuff. Oh, they're making some good
hands
bank
over
there.
Feet, right?
It makes you question the career choice, but with the advent of social media and Google's AdSense, there is a massive profitability in fake news. Now, it's important because with Facebook, the biggest fake news aggregate, their algorithm allows for people just to have the highest interaction. And this is exemplified best by a study that both the Washington Post, Huffington Post, and BuzzFeed did. They found that during the 2016 election, there were around 14 to 15-year-olds in Macedonia writing pro-Trump and at times also pro-Jill Stein. Fake news sites.
And anti-Clinton.
Very much. Very anti-Clinton. Very anti-Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
And these children, ages from like 13 to 14, were...
I wish my kid could write that one.
13-year-old. I could write,
like, that's pretty good. That's
it's
really
nuts.
Good.
But like these children were making like at least £5,000 a month. There was a study where a kid only did it for 1 month. And he got over £2,000 just by writing 4 articles.
That's crazy.
And it's all thanks to the AdSense and to some of their sponsors, which later were revealed to be some Russian media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know exactly where your sources are and how profitable it is, because the advent of Facebook and social media just proves that anybody could write anything and make money off of it.
I mean, it really has put the onus back on each individual consumer of information, because at the end of the day, the responsibility falls on each and every one of us to verify the information.
Yes.
You just cannot believe. And my mother taught me this from when I was just a wee bit little girl. You can't believe everything you read or hear.
Exactly. It's good to be cynic. It's good to kind of question what you see.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you talked about the Trump administration and the impact of fake news on the policies and elections and things like that. Where do you see this going, especially with Facebook?
Sure. And it depends. I'm not too pessimistic to think that it'll be more Orwellian, but I think with the importance that now Facebook is having, despite it being in serious trouble now, them denying that it had an influence on fake news, which it did majorly, they and Google are having some pretty solid anti-fake news networks and programs built into their algorithms on their sites. However, that may help, but this isn't an issue that we could be babied. This is an issue that we have to take charge of. If we see a site that has a dubious reputation of putting out harmful or fake information, it falls to us to report it to whoever kind of owns the website, whether it's Google. There's a reporting bug now on Google or on Facebook. Report it or share the news site and tell people that this is false.
Okay.
So it falls to us. And with the education systems, California is doing a great job on that with introducing media literacy bills. And I think each state should do that, because these children who are digital natives, they've been grown up with the internet, could be so easily influenced. I mean, with people like Logan Paul or stuff like that, the minds of the youth are so easily
influenced.
Thank you.
They are.
That's why I think it falls to us, whether you're a parent, a teacher, a cousin, a nephew, a friend, teach your friends, your family, your peers how to read the media, how to read the science, and don't just follow one source, because that allows you to be kind of pigeonholed into what you believe. So if you're going to do this, one of the best ways besides media literacy is to do so many different sources. It's okay to go to a source that is different from your political belief,
right?
Which is important because the Trump campaign, while historical,
yes,
had a strong emphasis on having only one or few sources for its major followers.
Right.
You can't do that. So it's okay to go to Fox News and then go to BBC. It's okay to go to MSNBC and then read Drudge Report.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Just as long as you have like a nice kind of card deck of sources, you're going to be okay.
Okay. So, that sounds good. So that kind of goes back to what you were speaking of as far as a solution to combat the impact of fake news,
mm-hmm,
is to verify and do the research and be informed as far as media literacy is concerned. Is that what you're saying?
Very much so. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So do you think that if we don't do that, do individuals hold any responsibility for furthering the propaganda? Do you think that there should be ratings on these websites? Should individuals be held accountable at all for what they're propagating and pushing?
That's funny you should ask. In a perfect world, we wouldn't need media literacy because people would understand it.
Mm.
But honestly, I do feel that there should be accountability on the people who do it. They know that they have people that would listen to them, whether it's blindly or just casual. They're pushing that information. So it goes both ways, the sender and the receiver. So they both need to help be held accountable. If you hear something, don't just blindly follow it. Do your research. It's okay. You know, it's okay to not know something.
It is.
And that's in this day and age, it's kind of a crux to be kind of ignorant. But you know what? It's okay. Just do your research. It only takes up 5 seconds just to go on the Google machine. So,
wow.
You know.
Wow. Yeah. Very, very interesting. So we're coming up on the end of the program. I could go on and on and on and on. Oh, my gosh. But I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell me a little bit about your future aspirations. What do you ultimately want to do?
Sure. Well, for me, my dream has always been working in media, whether it's writing, promotions, marketing, or even just talking, just working in media, whether it's hosting a show or even teaching at any university. I'm just enthralled by the media and how it shapes our society and our way of thought. So really anything with kind of in the digital media or entertainment spectrum is something I hope to achieve.
How can someone learn more about you, Mr. John Mitchell Price?
Sure. You can reach me through social media. I mean, who doesn't these days?
Right.
You can reach me on Facebook. It's John Mitchell Price, or on my Twitter handle, Price is Right, Duh.
I love it. Price is Right, Duh.
You know?
Is that spelled D-U-H?
D-U-H. Oh, yeah. You know, it's good to go back to the classics. Or you could just reach me on my Gmail, my personal Gmail.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you again for sharing this information.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think you have a very bright future, and there's so much more that we could have talked about, but unfortunately, we only have 20 minutes in this program. It could have been an hour, and I just want to say thank you for sharing your thesis with me. It is quite impressive. Thanks to Webster University for continuing to crank out world-class students like yourself. It is incredible. Mm-hmm. So thanks to Webster University. This is Christy Carson, and when we come back on today's issues, we're going to take a look at some events happening around our community with a calendar of events, followed by Missouri Viewpoints.